break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain.
Yeah, it's power. Bless all the titles in the house. Bless all the offers in the house.
you once again. As your word comes forth, in front of the Father and Son, from the Jesus, whose precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Let us clap for Jesus as we have our seat in Jesus' name. The choir is God bless you all in Jesus' name. That was a wonderful ministration in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to thank God for today's Sunday school, Friday school. Thank you, Brando. The weather was amazing. Hallelujah. Please let us listen. Be the hearer and the doer of it. Hallelujah. Please make sure if you're coming Friday, you come with your book and your pen, your Bible to here. Let us try as much as possible to be on time. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. I want us to go to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Yes, sir. 15, verse 58, the last verse of it.
58.
Yes. Hallelujah. He said, therefore, my dear brothers or brethren, be firm, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. Abiding in the Lord. Today, by the grace of God, we are talking about maintaining a solid stand in God. As a child of God, how is your stand? How solid are you with the things of the Father? It's a privilege for us to be in His presence today. But the question is this: how solid are you in the things of the Father? 1 Corinthians said, therefore, my dear brethren, he said, be firm. Meaning stand strong. Don't be unmovable. Always abiding in the things, in the work of the Father. For you know, for I know that He will reward us. Mama, tell the person who said, the Lord will reward your work. The Lord will reward your work. The Lord will reward your work. You could be a cleaner in the house of God. You could be an usher. You could be a choir. You could be a member. For He said, abide in Him and stand firm. And He said, He will reward you. Because we are working for Him. Children of God, comfort yourself and stand firm. Maintain a solid stand in God. Be like the man that built his house on the rock. The Bible says when the rain came, when the wind blew, the house still remained standing. Why? It was built on the rock. And who is this rock? It's Jesus Christ. Children of God, stand strong in the Lord. Maintain a solid stand. Do not be unmovable. Don't be movable. Be unmovable. Don't be shaking. Be someone that is unshakable. Stand firm. the house that was built on the rock stood firm. Even when the wind blew and hit the house, when challenges came, the house did not fall because it was built on the rock. Hallelujah. When problems will come your life, if you're not standing strong, mama, you will run away. You will give up. You will fall. But when you are standing strong, no matter the challenge that will come your way, no matter the problem that will come to you, you will not be afraid because you're standing in God. In the book of Psalm 16 verse 7 and 8, it said, I will praise the Lord who has given me counsels. My inner being also instructs me. In the night season, I have set the Lord. Always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. David said, I will praise him. I will praise this God. My inner being will praise this God. Why? Because I am standing in the Lord. I am standing in him. I cannot be shaken. He says his right hand will hold me. Since his right hand is holding me, no matter how shaking it might be, his hand holds me. His hand holds me. Beloved, God is still available. He still wants to hold your hand. He wants you and I to take a solid stand in him. And say to yourself, no matter what the devil will bring on me, whether my health, I will stand in the Lord. I will stand in the Lord. For he would not leave me. His hand will hold me. His mighty right hand will hold me. Children of God, you and I need to come to this level that it is only in God that we can stand firm. If you stand in the world, the world will let you down and you will fall and it will tread upon you. But when you maintain a solid stand with God, that whether rain or shine, I will serve this God. Whether I have or I don't have, I will serve this Lord. Whether in health or not in good health, I will serve this Lord. When you maintain this stand, he will always be with you. You see, in the book of Psalm 143 verse 10. I read. It says, teach me to do your will. Teach me to do your will. For you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of unrighteousness. Lead me in the land of unrighteousness. The land of uprightness. Sorry. He said, teach me. From the beginning, he said, teach me. David wants to maintain a solid stand in God. So he said, Father, teach me. Teach me to do what you want me to do. Because when you do the will of the Father, because you're doing what pleases him. So David said, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. For you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Lead me in a land of uprightness. All I want to do is to please you. All I want to do is to walk with you. All I want to do is to do the things that makes you happy. These are for those that are standing in the Lord. These are for those that are taking a perfect stand in him. That is why today the Lord is telling you, maintain a solid stand. Maintain a solid stand. Not in the world, not on people, but on God. Maintain a solid stand in God. The world will disappoint you. People will fail you. But God cannot fail you. I have come to this level in my life that I'm not to put trust on anybody. To trust God with somebody. When you look up to God, when you focus on God, He will put your word in the heart of man to help you.
هو هيخوض الكلام الطلب بتاع قلب كتاب في قلب تسوق دانش
الإنسان. But when you look on man,
لكن لما تاني الإنسان
ما هو فيه
الإنسان ده هيسر.
Hallelujah. So children of God,
خيال بتاع الله.
Change your stand today.
خير وقوف بتاع الله.
Change where you're standing right now.
خير مكان اللي طالب فيه.
If you are focusing on man,
لو أنت مركز في الإنسان.
It is high time you change that focus.
سنسمعنا
If you are putting your trust in the world, it is high time you change that focus. God wants you and I to put our trust in Him. And in Him and Him alone. In the book of 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, we are going to read verse 13 of it. It says, watch and stand firm. Watch. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Watch. At the beginning, watch and stand firm. What is it asking to watch out? Watch out of the world. Watch out for the world. Stand firm. Do not let your heart turn here or there. Watch. Stand firm in your faith. Be courageous, brothers. Be courageous, my sisters. And be strong. Stand firm. In what you believe. A lot of people will say to you, you'll be going to church all your life. Why has God not done it for you? Why is it going? Why don't you change? Tell them, God is doing something for you. I might not see it right now, but I will not change my faith. I will stand firm, for I know at the time He will answer my prayer. I will not be discouraged. I will encourage myself in the Lord. I will encourage myself in the Lord that He cannot leave me. He that began the good work in my life has the power to take it to the finishing spot. He said in the book of Psalm 27, verse 14. 14
advertisement.
He said, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And be courageous. When it comes to standing firm, sir,
لما نيجي عشان نبدأ ليه باستقامة.
You need to encourage yourself.
أنت محتاج تشجع نفسك.
To stand is not easy, mama.
عشان تكون واقف ده ما حاجة سهلة.
To hold on to God is not easy.
أنت تتمسك بالله ده ما حاجة سهلة.
What he said?
قال لكن هو قال.
Encourage yourself.
شجع نفسك.
Be courageous.
خليك شجاع.
And he will strengthen your heart.
هو هيقوي قلبك.
Wait, I say, on the Lord, wait.
انتظر الرب.
Hallelujah. I don't know who God is talking to in the house today. But I want to tell you one good thing. He that put his trust in God cannot be put to shame. It might take a while. But I want to tell you one thing. He that began the good work. He that begins the good work.
Will
surely bring it to perfection. Have you forgotten what he said in the book of Jeremiah? 29 verse 11. Therefore, I know the plan I have towards you, says the Lord. The plan of good and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope, beloved. All these are for those that maintain a solid stand in God. I beg of you today, stand firm in the Lord. Stand firm in the Lord. It might seem hard. It might seem difficult. But encourage yourself. Tell yourself, I will wait for the Lord. I will wait for my Redeemer. I will wait for his promises. I will wait for him. I will keep myself busy for him. For I know he will not leave me. David said it. In that verse 14. It says, wait on the Lord. Be courageous. And he will strengthen your heart. Wait.
He
doesn't. I say, on the Lord. Put the person beside you. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Maintain a solid stand. Maintain a solid stand. Maintain a solid stand. Wait on the Lord. In the book of 2 Deuteronomy. Second Thessalonians chapter 2. We're going to read verse 15. Second
Thessalonians.
Yes, sir. 2 verse 15.
Are you there, sir?
It says, therefore, brethren, stand firm. And hold the traditions you were taught. Whether by word of mouth or our letters. Apostle Paul is telling the people of there, of Thessalonians. He says, stand firm. Stand firm on what you have had. Stand firm. Don't be afraid, stand firm. Maintain that stand. Maintain that solid stand. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Who is God talking to in the house today? Is God talking to you today? Are you about giving up? Are you shaking already? Is your foundation not solid? God is asking you and I today to go back and maintain that stand. I don't care how long it will take. But there's one thing I know. I will not die unfulfilled.
ma hayemut gabni ma yikun mubtami.
I will live on this earth and be successful. I will stand firm. If there's nobody to follow me, I will maintain my stand. For I know I am not alone. Mama, you are not alone. You have Jesus with you. You are not alone. God is with you.
Allah,
you are not alone. The angels of heaven, they are surrounding you. Even though you cannot see them, they are there with you. All you need to do is to stand firm. Hallelujah. How can I maintain a solid stand? What do I get from maintaining solid stand? Number one, he gives you confidence. Confident in her time. Mama, the Bible did not promise us we'll not pass through challenges. He says you will pass through hard time. Abuja, he says, but in that hard time, I will be with you. He did not tell you you will not pass through sorrows. He didn't tell you not pass through problems. He said, but when the problem comes, you know, he says, when you suffer for a while, he said, I will come and I will strengthen you. It means you are going to pass through challenges. He that is not standing in God will compromise his faith. We run away, so you know, I'm not doing again. But when you're standing in God, you have this confidence that He can't leave you. That's why He said in the book of 1 Corinthians, that we just read before, 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're going to read verse 58. He said, therefore, my dear brethren, be firm, unmovable, always abiding in the walk of the Lord. For you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So maintaining a solid stand in God built in you a confidence that in hard time God will be there for you. Number two, it gives us what we call security. Security in God. Because I'm standing in God. The devil cannot fight God. The devil cannot defeat God. So since I'm in the hands of God, I am secured. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 35 verse 3. Hallelujah. It says, strengthen the weak hands and makes the feeble knees firm. And say to those that are afraid, be strong. Tell yourself, be strong. Say to yourself, I am strong. Say, I am strong in the Lord. I am not movable. I cannot be movable. I am strong in the Lord. He says, strengthen yourself. Strengthen yourself. Be strong. And do not fear. Number three. When you are standing, maintain a solid standing, God, peace in your spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. In number four, because of time, the priest will call on that mind that not doubting. In the book of, when you go back home, please open the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 and read. Galatians chapter 5 verse
1.
And the last point, it brings unshakable relationship in God. I cannot be shaken. Let us read that because of time. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 7 verse 37 of it. He said, nevertheless, he who stands firm in his heart, not being under compulsion, but having the power over his own will, and having so determined in his heart that he will keep his virgin unmarried, does well. 1 Corinthians 7:37.
The ayat about 13, we go here. We go to Muhammad and Akama Rasakan, the Kalbihi, what is a law of the Torah, the law of Sultan, and the Iraqi, or the Azam, and the Azam, the Kalbihi, and the Hafiz, and the Rabah, Hassan, the Hassan, and the Fa'ala.
Are you standing firm? Are you standing firm? He said, nevertheless, who stand firm in his heart? Or keep himself? Has done well. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. When you go home, please go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 11. Ephesians 6:11. Philippians chapter 1 verse 27. And 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 9. All talks about standing firm, maintaining a solid stand in the Lord. I want you and I to rise on our feet together as we talk to God in prayer. You are going to tell the Lord to help you to stand firm. Believe in the Lord. Believe in the Lord. That he that has kept you is alive and is keeping you. Tell him to give you the ability and the grace to stand. Now, Father, empower me to stand firm. Empower me to stand firm. Empower me to stand firm. Talk to your Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Storms will come. Challenges will come. I tell you, the Father, help me. That in all the challenges of life, may I stand firm. May I stand firm. May I stand firm. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, our Father, we come to you. We ask of you today, help us to stand firm. To stand firm in you. In the name of Jesus Christ. With no challenges will come. Sicknesses will come. Problems will come. When all this comes, help us not to lose heart. Help us not to lose heart. Help us to stand strong. Knowing that you are with us, that you will not leave us nor forsake us. Talk to your Father in Jesus' name. Almighty God, we thank you for your word that gives life. I pray for my brothers, my sisters that are weak, oh God. They are tired, oh God. They have waited, oh Lord. But it seems as if you are not going to do it. That they arise up today. Arise today and console your heart. Strengthen your heart, oh God. Help them to keep standing, oh Lord. Help them to keep standing, oh Lord. May they not compromise. May they not fall away. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because you're a good God. As your daughters and sons are going home, let your your grace go with her. Let your mercy overshadow them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We thank you. Glory and honor be given unto your name. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. And we share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now forevermore. Amen. And surely your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all in Jesus' name.